1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. So call 620-342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and there to care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 15th of June, and we're very pleased to be joined via the KVOE Sutherland studio line this morning by Lyon County Fair Board Vice President Jeremiah Corpening. Jeremiah, good morning.
Morning.
Morning. How are you guys today?
Doing good. How you doing, Jeremiah?
Oh, nice and warm. Nice and warm.
All right. Well, you guys have less than a month or so, about 4 to 5 weeks before the fair traditionally hits. What's the schedule here for the fair this year?
Schedule is full bore. We are doing everything back to normal. The Buck Rumble and Roll, the Demo Derby, Truck and Tractor Pull, Ranch Rodeo, 4-H Rodeo, all events are scheduled to go.
There we go. After a one-year hiatus during the pandemic, and I assume with you saying that, Jeremiah, that the carnival will be up and running to its capacity.
Yep, it'll be here, ready to go, for sure.
How does it feel here, Jeremiah? Because I know you guys had a fair board meeting last night. How does it feel to be able to tell the community that, you know, after all of the adjustments last year, and essentially, you know, I think there'd be probably some people that say you had maybe half a fair because of those grandstand events being pulled off and the carnival not taking place. How important is it for you and the other fair board members to move forward here as normal?
It's a lot easier. I know that. Kind of back to usual, and we just kind of picked up where we left off 2 years ago, and everything is going according to plan. And yeah, it's nice for the community to be able to have the fair and have the carnival and everything back for the community so they can enjoy themselves.
So what are these specific dates for this year's Lyon County Fair, Jeremiah?
Oh, you would ask me that.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. I believe it starts August 6th. And don't quote me on this because I could be wrong. I may have to get back with you on that. But, yeah, I think it's August 6th, and then it runs through the next weekend. Trying to pull up my calendar here.
That's all right. Sorry to heave that at you. You know,
that's all right. I should know that. I just know when I need to be there. I don't know the dates.
There you go. But given the fact that everything was curtailed for the most part during the pandemic last year, you know, you and 4-H had to pivot, but you still were able to get the 4-H and those kids and their animals out there. Last year to pretty much a full extent, which I think meant a lot to, the kids participating to get their hard work and all the wonderful things they do with their animals out there. So I think that end turned out well last year, didn't it?
Yeah, it was great. And actually, we picked up some things from last year that were, going to roll over to this year, that we got a lot of feedback. For instance, the auction, the sale of the animals, we did it online last year. We got so much feedback. We're doing it again. Online again this year. So that was one thing. The pandemic did help us out. And yeah, as far as the actual 4-H side of it, which is really what we put the fair on for the kids, we did get to do everything, albeit just a little bit different. We did get to do all that last year, and we're happy to be back and doing that again this year.
Yeah, and that's something that we were very happy to be involved with, and that's something we enjoyed doing last year was, streaming the video on all the activities with the kids and their livestock last year, and that's something we would think would like to probably do again this year. So that's something that we learned last year that we got a lot of positive feedback on. So I guess there were a couple of things we could take from that, huh?
Yeah, it was great. You guys liked that all the shows and stuff, and man, that's sure nice for grandparents who live far away, or just people who can't make it, or whatever, for them to be able to watch their grandkids and kids or family members, show their animals. It was sure well worth it, and well learned that it's welcome. So we're we're looking forward to doing that again, too, for sure.
So I'm assuming here, Jeremiah, I know we talked about here the grandstand events, but I'm assuming then those shows, the fair shows, those will be taking place in late July into early August, leading up into the grandstand event schedule, as has been the case in the past?
Yep. The dog show, the horse shows, all that stuff will be, everything that we are used to is there. All the 4-H shows, all the, you know, stuff for the community, everything is back to normal.
And the Anderson Building will be jam-packed with displays again, huh?
Yep. Come take a look at all the hard work the kids do all year long.
Well, we can't wait.
That's going to be outstanding. Jeremiah, you also mentioned here, too, about, you know, a lot of the things from last year that are transitioning over here to this year. Talk a little about maybe some of the different things that are going to be at the fair. Maybe it's, you know, as far as, you know, your work between now and then, and also talk a little bit about, you know, some new accoutrements, specifically that walking track that was put in here over the last couple of months.
Yeah, you know, that walking trail has sure increased population out there.
Yes.
Definitely has, and that's good. We want people out there checking things that's going out. We've done a lot of work in the back. We've built new fence, and we're always trying to improve, you know, the people's stay out there. So, yeah, there's a lot that has been done out there and will continue to be done. You know, the more people that come out and see it, the better off, and as long as they keep seeing we're improving, you know, that's a good thing for us out there.
And that patio from the Lions Club looks good out there too, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it'd be nice, and then this week with all the heat, have some shade when you're out there.
Sounds good. All right, Jeremiah, let it rip one more time about the Lyon County Fair 2021.
Yep, it's full bore. Please come out, and the carnival will be there. All the grandstand events that we're used to, like I said, buck rumble and roll, ranch rodeo, 4-H rodeo, truck and tractor pull, and demo derby. We'll finish this off like always, and all the animals, kids, and stuff will be there. So come out and check us out.
Good to hear. We're back on track. Jeremiah, hey, good job. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Jeremiah.
Yep. Hey, thank you, guys. Thanks for all you do.
Have a good day.
You too. Uh-huh. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Jeremiah Corpening, the Lyon County Fair Board Vice President, joining us on our primetime newsmaker. Chuck, the fair, the Lyon County Fair is back. Bigger and better than ever.
Oh, boy. You know that's right, too. And basically, you can almost put 2 years of fair into this upcoming year with the COVID-19 pandemic, but it's going to be a